Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Democrats close in on Senate control.
I am going to the Senate to work for all of Georgia.
Presidential vote showdown.
I will object to the Electoral College vote.
California's pandemic crisis.
Everybody just keeps getting COVID, and it's just getting worse and worse and worse.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Democrats have picked up at least one U.S. Senate seat after the voting in Georgia's high-stakes runoff election. CBS News projects Raphael Warnock has defeated Republican incumbent Kelly Loeffler, making him the state's first black senator. The Democrat has the edge in the other race. CBS's Mark Strassman reports Senate control could be about to flip.
We prove that with hope, hard work, anything is possible.
Democratic candidate Reverend Raphael Warnock said he's headed to the Senate to work for all Georgians. But incumbent Kelly Loeffler still sees a path to victory and promised to keep fighting.
This is a game of inches. We're going to win this election.
The race between incumbent Republican David Perdue and Democrat John Ossoff is even tighter. 4.6 million Georgians cast ballots in these critical races that will determine control of the Senate. The coronavirus pandemic and its economic impact mattered most to voters.
In Washington, CBS's Nancy Cordes says today's the day Congress will tally the Electoral College vote.
Utah Republican Mitt Romney, heading back to Washington, was confronted by pro-Trump supporters yesterday.
You're a joke. It's disgusting shame.
North Dakota's Kevin Cramer also got an earful because he, too, will not challenge the electoral results today.
All you do is count. Is that all you do?
The easiest vote in the world for me would be to object, no downside, except to my conscience and to my oath to the Constitution.
At least 13 Senate Republicans and roughly 100 House Republicans plan to contest the results from 3 to 6 battleground states. They won't have the votes to overturn the results. So President Trump is now urging his Vice President Mike Pence to take matters into his own hands today, tweeting falsely that the vice president has the power to reject fraudulently chosen electors. Mr. Trump is denying reports that Pence told him he doesn't believe he can do that, saying the vice president and I are in total agreement.
Outside the Capitol, protesters who will hear later today from the man they support, President Trump.
Trump didn't come out as a victor because of the fraud.
Tom Bergeron came here from Minnesota to show his support of the president, and he addressed reports that extremists have come to town looking to cause trouble.
The extreme group is on the other side. We're not here to create violence.
I really sense the urgency.
Renee traveled from Indiana
to support our president and to hopefully get them to pay attention in Congress.
She says the election was stolen, something she believes was treason. Nick Iannelli for CBS News, Washington.
CBS News has learned the FBI and FAA are investigating a breach of the air traffic control system after a message that mentioned the U.S. Capitol and an attack today. Correspondent Jeff Pagaz.
The chilling threat was heard by multiple air traffic controllers on Monday afternoon in New York. CBS News has learned that while the government does not believe the warning of an attack is credible, it is being investigated as a breach of aviation frequencies and the threat would be a crime.
Well, yesterday was the deadliest day in the pandemic here in this country so far, with 3,775 deaths. CBS's David Begno is in Southern California, where hospitals are under siege.
We were allowed inside the Martin Luther King Jr. Community Hospital here in South L.A., where almost every patient is on a ventilator. That's according to critical care physician Roger Christensen.
Just tonight, I have pronounced 4 patients deceased only one of whom was older than the age of 65.
At a normal non-pandemic time, you would pronounce one to two people a month?
That's about right.
And you did four overnight?
Correct. These are younger, healthier patients who are dying.
The crisis inside California's hospitals is spilling out onto the curb, where ambulances and EMTs are being forced to hold their patients as hospitals look around for open beds.
Used to be a 7 to 10 minute drive to a hospital, and now we're waiting 2, 3, 4 hours minimum.
L.A. will be the setting for the Grammy Awards, and with the pandemic raging, the ceremony's been moved from later this month to March. A night of protests was peaceful in Kenosha, Wisconsin, after a decision by the DA in last August's shooting of a black man by a white police officer. WDJT-TV reporter Brendan Cullerton.
Protesters hitting the streets of Kenosha wanted an attempted murder charge against Officer Rustin Shesky, but they did not receive one.
We're trying to get some justice. The video showed clearly that he was just attempted murder. Luckily, he didn't die.
Demonstrators wanted it known. They believed the decision not to charge Shesky was the wrong one.
We need to wake up Kenosha, and we need to continue marching throughout this community to make an awareness.
The shooting left Jacob Blake paralyzed. His family says it will press on with a lawsuit, and there is a federal civil rights investigation. Prosecutors say Blake had a knife and the officer acted in self-defense. Chaotic day in Pennsylvania's Senate as majority Republicans blocked a Democratic incumbent from being sworn in. His GOP challenger is disputing the election result that's been certified.
The lieutenant governor has been removed from the Senate for the day.
The chair will not see the rostrum.
It all happened after Republicans passed a motion to remove the presiding officer for the day, the Democratic lieutenant governor. Rapper and producer Dr. Dre is hospitalized in Los Angeles with a reported brain aneurysm. He tells fans on social media he's getting excellent care. Well, college football's coveted Heisman Trophy goes to
Devontae Smith of the University of Alabama.
Smith is the first wide receiver to take the honor in 29 years. On ESPN, he gave a nod to the other finalists.
Just to be in this situation with you guys, y'all are great athletes, and just to be a part of something like this is truly a blessing.
Smith still has business before focusing on an NFL career when Alabama tangles with Ohio State in the national championship game Monday night. The last known Civil War widow in this country has died. Helen Viola Jackson was 101. In 1936, at 17, she married 93-year-old former Army Private James Bolin so she could collect his pension, though she never applied for it. He died 3 years later. British lawmakers are pushing ahead with a new coronavirus lockdown.
Steve Bryan was one of 33 rebels in the ruling Conservative Party who voted against the last lockdown, calling it overkill and bad for business. And this one?
I shall support it.
Infection rates have tripled in his constituency since late December, and his local hospitals now canceling routine operations.
I really don't think the Prime Minister had any choice, and so I will, with the heaviest of hearts, support the measure.
The opposition Labour Party's already said it will support the new lockdown, too. Political foes united against the common enemy. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
China's government accuses the U.S. of misusing national security as an excuse to hurt commercial competitors. President Trump has signed an order banning transactions with two Chinese payment services and six other apps. That's the CBS World News Roundup for Wednesday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister? Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus, starting May 1st.